You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the equine network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Wednesday, March 11th, episode 3902, brought to you today by Chewy Equine. Good morning, horse people.
Well, good morning, everybody. We have a fun show planned for you today. We have a new horse alert with Auditor Nikki and her new horse called Mastermind. Plus, we have some horsey news, and we have a study show, and we also have some weird news all coming up in today's show.
Glenn, in the weird news, we are going to visit Florida at least once. And also, I've got a job opportunity for you.
For me?
If you want a side gig. Oh, yeah, good. And it pays really well. So I'll tell you all about it.
All right. And also in the post show, Jamie, I haven't talked to you about this, but I have a list of actors who lied about being able to ride horses to get roles.
All of them?
Yeah, they all lied about it. And they got the role, and then what happened after? So I have a little bit about that. I thought that'd be a fun post show for the auditors. But first, our thoughts are with everybody in Indiana and actually parts of Oklahoma. At all over the south and east today, the storms are going to hit there. But Indiana got this massive tornado that pretty much wiped out a town. But the big thing there, I don't know if you saw a picture. I put one in the, there was 5-inch hail. It was enormous hail. And, you know, I saw pictures of the cars and the houses. I mean, just if you were in the way of that hail, you were destroyed.
Yeah, our weather guy, we're watching it. You know, of course, like we call it reality TV, which is where, you know, you just sit down and watch the news guys and they stay on for hours and hours and hours. So he's on it and he's like, this is a multi-million dollar hailstorm. You can just see the core. The hail core was 10 miles wide and 3 miles like tall. And that was just moving northeast. So it kind of started like in Texas and went all the way up. My cousin in Dallas was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And we got a ton of rain and lightning, but all the horses were up. We didn't have any tornadoes. Larissa had a tornado. And I have to call her. I have to be like, Larissa, pay attention to the weather. Because she just, they're Oklahoma. It's like, they don't care. And she's like, oh my God. And I was like, it's literally saying it's over your house right now. And she sends me a video of her standing outside watching it go by.
Of course.
I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Of course, she's a local. It's fine. It's like the true Floridians having hurricane parties outside in the patio as the Category 5's taking out their house. You know,
oh my
it's
God.
The same thing.
Yeah. She's like, she literally wrote back and she was like, daytime naders are the best because you can watch them. Oh my God.
Well, we have a lot of listeners I know in Illinois and Indiana. So we're thinking about you guys. And today
so
it's
sorry.
Heading east. So the south is getting today. This storm extends from the Gulf of Mexico all the way into middle Canada. It's that long. And
yeah, it's
the
crazy.
Canadians I saw were getting a massive ice and snowstorm today. So we're thinking about all of you in the Ohio Valley and Kentucky and all of those places today. Well, let's do some daily whinnies and get on with the show.
Happy, happy birthday to the following auditor.
There you go. I did that just to lighten up the mood today. We have a couple of auditor birthdays, Rachel Wallace, and also one of our hosts, Natalie Keller Reinhardt of Adulting with Horses. It's her birthday today, too. So go over and flood her page with happy birthdays. You know how jolly she is. I'm sure she'll love it. And then I want to wish Elisa Wallace the best time ever at Road to the Horse. It's coming up on March 19th through the 22nd. She's competing there for the first time, representing the English side of the house. So I chatted with her a little bit on Facebook last night. She's excited to go, and she said she'd come on after and tell us all about it. So
good
luck to Elisa. We wish you the best.
I had one of those mama moments. Okay. Here, let me paint the picture. Lucas was supposed to have his first tennis tournament for school today, and they get to leave school to go play in these tennis tournaments. It's insane. So the tournament was in Duncan, Oklahoma, which is an hour and a half away. He made the tennis team. He is the number one doubles. Like, him and this other kid are the number one doubles team, right? His absolute favorite human in the world is a girl. I'm not going to say her name, but there's a girl on the tennis team that he really, really likes. And
so they
play
together. We didn't play together. We were separate. Two separate teams.
They all practice together. Okay. Yeah, they all practice. I mean, there's only like 8 people on the, 12 people on the team. So it's not like you can separate them. And so this girl that he really likes asked him to sit next to her on the bus.
Oh, no.
Hour and a half one way. To the tennis tournament. And he came home and he was like, oh my God, she asked me to sit next to her on the bus. I'm so excited. I'm like, yeah, tennis. Like, we're here for tennis. Yes. But he is just,
did he play
really
tennis?
Like, he's a man of motivation. Okay. Like, so he's tennis.
God, our tennis would have been so much better if it was co-ed.
Exactly. Well, they just ride the bus together. They don't play each other, play mixed doubles or anything like that. So yesterday, one of his freaking doubles partner canceled.
Oh, no.
Said he can't go. And so we had to talk to the coach. Coach was like, I don't have anybody else to put in, so we're just going to forfeit that slot. I can't. I tried to get him as a singles. So he doesn't get to go to the tournament. God. He was hoping that Duncan was going to get hit by a tornado last night so they'd have to cancel the tournament for his stupid double player. And the kid is like, I'm so sorry. My parents won't let me go because we have to go. They had some sort of family emergency. And I'm like, Lucas, he can't go. I'm so sorry. So anyway, he did not get to go on the bus this morning. So as soon as the show is over today, I am going to the school. I'm going to pick him up at 11 a.m. because his like hard classes are first. I'm taking him out of school and I'm going to take him to lunch at Chick-fil-A, and then we're going to go to the arcade because I'm an awesome mom.
I thought you were going to say you were going to take him to the tournament anyway.
No, I'm not going that far. I was happy. I didn't have to drive that far anyway. I mean, an hour and a half away.
Semi-awesome mom.
I am a conditional awesome mom. Okay.
Speaking of being an awesome mom, you got called out. I mean,
uh-oh.
You got called out. The auditor's calling you out. Apparently, people really do listen to this show closely because it's a horse you haven't mentioned lately on the show, and they want to know what's going on.
Well, I don't have to let you guys know everything before I do it. I want to let you know things after I do it, because if I decide to change my mind, then y'all don't think I'm a wishy-washy mess.
We all know
mess,
that happens quite a bit, so that's probably why.
You probably already all think that anyway. But yes, I talked about my horse Ace, and then I talked about the new horse Amigo, and I have been leaving out one horse that I have not mentioned in a while, and his name is Miles. He is my other Andalusian. And honestly, after our time working cows, remember I sent him to a trainer learn how to chase cows. He chased him really well. He didn't have a whole ton of experience, and I was going to take some sorting lessons on him. The person here that teaches, like the only person within like 100 miles of me that teaches sorting, I just can't nail it. It's like a trainer who does, like, please take my money. And I can't get her to, and this is apparently an experience that a lot of people have had. So I just kind of had to write it off. Well, with Miles here, I'm like, I have a friend at a ranch in Colorado. You guys are familiar with the Maytag Ranch. The TJ who runs the Maytag Ranch has loved Miles since he was a two-year-old, like since TJ first came here. He has always been like, I want that horse. So what I decided to do for Miles this summer to continue his education is Miles is now at the Maytag Ranch, where he is going to go through miles and miles of trails and sorting cattle all summer long at the ranch. And the ranch is so excited to have him. Like, TJ's loved his horse. He's like, he's mine. Nobody gets to touch him. So I'll send you a picture of Miles in the snow. And so super happy that he's going to go just be a horse. And, you know, like, he won't have to wear a muzzle all summer there.
Okay.
Because they walk.
Let's get this straight. Miles is going to the rich people ranch in Colorado. That sounds like punishment.
It doesn't suck. And what's crazy is I'm like, he's going to have friends there. Like, he knew Zeus. He knew Friday. He knew Ponzer. He knew, like,
pretty much TJ has half the barn that's ever gone through your barn. Half the horses that ever run through your barn.
I got a guy. And it's fantastic. Like, I'm super pleased with, I mean, obviously horses that go there, they live very well. And so I just thought this is going to be a good, instead of Miles just being in my tiny arena, like, go see the world, son. So I'm going to get to go ride him in July, and hopefully we'll be sorting cattle, and which is kind of what I wanted to do with him this whole time anyway. So they're happy and I'm happy. So there. Are we all okay now? Can y'all freaking leave me alone?
They listen closely. Hey, a couple news stories before we get to our guest for today. Well, big disappointment for everybody in the East is the Mars Maryland 5-star has been officially canceled. This was a situation where the state of Maryland was subsidizing some of this through grants. And when you're starting a new 5-star event, it's costly. It's very expensive to put on those shows. You know, Kentucky had problems a couple of years ago, too. You know, if they lose a major sponsor, it's a problem. So what happened was the state said, hey, we're cutting back. We're having trouble. We're not going to give you the grants anymore. And then they had a couple of their organizing committee quit last year at the end of the year. And so they were trying to find other sponsors to help fund it, and they just couldn't. So it's been officially announced that even they had a 3-star that ran along with the 5-star at the same time, and that's even canceled. So I don't know what's going to happen up there, but it is a big disappointment for the people in the Northeast who that was the closest, you know, that was the closest large event they could get to.
Yeah. So. And you and I talked about going, like, I mean, I was like, this is the year or next year. I was thinking kind of next year. And so hopefully it'll be back by then.
Fairhill's such a cool place. That's a very sad thing. You're going to try and bring it back. They're going to need the money. I mean, it's just, they have to come up with the money. Also, we hadn't talked about this, but when the whole war started over there, the Longines Global Champions Tour was supposed to happen in Doha. Well, you've heard that name on the news quite a bit as one of the countries that was getting missiles fired at it. So
in Qatar.
Yeah. So this was supposed to start the
Qatar.
The Longines Global Champions Tour is huge. We've talked about it before. It's the one they had doing the beach in Miami, right? So this was the first leg of it. So everybody had flown in just before it was going to start. And then the missiles started flying, so everybody was sequestered there.
Oh, no. Yep,
the horses were there. These are top, top, top level jumpers. These are the highest of the highest from multiple countries. So what happened was a lot of the riders got private flights out, because remember, that airport's still not open. So what did happen is the government, apparently the government there in Qatar has been very good about all of this stuff, and they managed to get two flights out. And they transported 147 of the horses out to Europe. So the horses have now been evacuated. Apparently, they couldn't get a lot of the grooms onto the flight. So they actually gave them cars and said, you drive home, you know. So the government's been very good about getting everybody out. The riders are out now, the grooms are out, and the horses are out safely without any trouble. So that's, I mean, without any trouble. They must have been terrified the whole time. So,
oh my gosh, like, this is so crazy that we can have like this much drama with horses and there's people stuck there, and just all of it hurts my brain.
I know.
All of it hurts my brain.
But now they're all shifting and they'll all be heading to Miami Beach because the Miami Beach one's coming up. So
because life goes on, man. Yeah. We got to jump the sticks.
That's right. So hopefully they'll have a better time at the beach in Miami. But I'm glad they're out. Also, the OBS March 2-year-old sale just started yesterday. And let me tell you what. We're talking about prices being up. Well, this is the report from day one. A colt by Cornici or Corniche? Corniche? I don't know.
Corniche.
How to say it.
Corniche.
Topped the day at $1.35 million. The highest price filly, which was out of Nashville, brought $550,000. But this is the overall for day one. We're talking about prices not coming down. Day one saw an increase across nearly all metrics compared to the previous year. Gross receipts for day one were $23 million for 144 horses sold. That's a 34% gain over last year. The average price was $160,000, up 24%, and the median was $90,000, up 20%.
Some industries just don't get affected. And the fact that this is the OBS, which means it's like the Ocala breeders sales,
yes,
you know,
right.
Like it's huge in Ocala. This is huge for Ocala.
The airport is right across the street from the sales, and all the very wealthy private jets are parked there right now. They're all there. The Sheikh brings his big planes in. It's actually an international airport, even though it's not a commercial airport. So,
well, the cool news is that we're going to go to weird news and in Ocala, so we may connect with some of these people.
So a total of 8 horses sold for $500,000 or more by 8 different places. So we'll see what the rest of the sale brings, but prices in the thoroughbred world are up. Now, I did get another email about our horse, and I mean our horse, 60 of our listeners and us as horse, Caldera, who we're all own parts of, and apparently we're still running him in circles and hoping that he gets back to work someday. That's what I got out of the email. He's still not racing is what I got.
So. He's still running in circles, is how you said.
Caldera's been a amazing disappointment to my ego.
Well, I gotta tell you, I'm looking it up right now. Hold on. My, you know, the people that I'm friends with that have the race horses here that we get to go and hang out, and they're sweet and everything, you know, and they own about 4 or 5 race horses. Well, they had a horse, they bought kind of a rescue situation, bought a pregnant mare who had was dutiful. They folded out, and it has been just like, they're like, oh, well, what are we going to do with this? I mean, she's like registered and everything. And they were like, well, I guess we'll put her in training, cause it's just kind of a ugly filly, you know? And then she goes out and she's raced a couple times last year, and they ended up bringing her home cause she was just too immature. And now she went back to the track this spring, and she raced one time and like came in last. And they're like, what do we do? Like, what are we doing here? She's just gonna do nothing. Her name is Cool American Babe. Yesterday she ran her second race and won the whole friggin' thing. So you never know. Caldera's got hope if Cool American Babe can do it. Cause they literally texted me after the last race. They're like, she's a hunter. She's going to be a hunter. We are going to send her to you to be a hunter jumper. It's going to be great. And I was like, okay. You know, and then she goes out and run. And I was like, I just texted him. I was like,
you tried to give
yes,
me hope
she's
about
not
going to
be a hunter.
There's still hope, you're saying, for Caldera.
Yeah, there's still hope. To tie it all in together, don't give up, Glenn.
Okay, right.
It's going to be great.
I have $80 invested in this, I'll have you know. So
I mean, it's a commitment for you financially. I don't want to talk about all the horses that I have, whatever.
All right. Why don't you tell us about Chewy, and then we'll get to our guest.
All right. Here we go. Chewy has everything you need to get your barn ready for spring, whether you're battling mud, upgrading your grooming supplies, which I need to do, or stocking up on electrolytes and ulcer guard for unpredictable weather. Chewy delivers what you need right when you need it. Stay on track with vaccinations. I didn't know they did vaccinations too. Dewormers, daily supplements with trusted brands, and the convenience of auto ship. Plus, enjoy free shipping on orders over $49. God, this show costs me money every week. It's never been simpler to keep your horse happy and healthy. Start your spring restock today at chewy.com/equine for a fully stocked barn and for life with horses. There's Chewy.
We like to highlight auditors who are our super fans and supporters who get new horses when they tell us about it. So today we have one of those. Well, Jamie, your whole marching towards death thing has cost a lot of people a lot of money.
No, it is not costing them money. It is enriching their lives.
I'm surprised they haven't sent you a bill yet, to be honest. And one of those people is our auditor, Nikki. She's been an auditor and a listener for a very long time. And she's very active in the auditor room. And Nikki, are you still a counselor?
I am. I'm still a therapist.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. Nikki helps us on some of our shows in the auditor room where we try and fix people's mental issues. And so we haven't done
let
that.
Let me stop you. Okay.
Yeah.
The counselor, the one who fixes mental issues, has embraced marching towards death. Okay. Like, I need to say nothing else, you people. Listen, the thing. Go ahead.
Well, what'd you do because you're marching toward death, Nikki?
So I decided to buy a horse. I recently lost 2 of my horses, one in November and a horse I had for 20 years. in January, but I've been horse shopping for a while. And I listened to Jamie's everything you say. I'm like, yes, I'm dealing with this. These prices are crazy. I'm like, this horse is lame. And they want like $85,000. And in fact, I actually went to the site that you got Amigo from. I was going to go out there and look at some of the Andalusians there because I lease an Andalusian now. And I went on the auditor's page. I said, listen, gang, I need your help. Who has what? Who knows what? Because it's the Wild West out here right now to try to find a decent horse. And people who are going to be honest with you with horse shopping. I've been to a lot of places where, you know, the horse it has some issues and they don't say anything. And I just had enough. And Courtney Marie, I can't remember her last name. She doesn't have it posted there. I said, hey, you should try Miramonte Equine in Kentucky. I said, let me check this out. So I went to their website and she's like, listen, they're very pricey, but there's sometimes they have a horse there that is a reasonable price. And they did. They had a horse named Mastermind. And here's the funny part is they said this horse is very quirky and will only be sold to somebody who, you know, is the right person. Like, we're not selling this horse to anybody else. So I'm like, I can do quirky. I do quirky for a living. I was like, and they were like, hey, he's not dangerous. I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, you know, I'm like 45 and like have no self-preservation. I'm like, like, whatever. I'll come down and see this. This is great.
And you did. And what happened?
So the first time I went, we had the bad blizzard here both ways. So I couldn't leave. So I was like, oh, that's not a good sign. Right. But then I went through the following time and I just fell in love with him. He is really, the name fits him, is Mastermind. He's really like a puzzle. Like, he's very sweet, but also like you have to kind of not be intimidated by him. He's a bigger horse than I thought I was going to get. He's 16'2", 5'1" on a good day.
I saw the pictures of you beside him. You look like a shrimp.
Yeah, and I forget now how big he actually is. I'm not used to like bigger horses per se. Even the Frisian that I rode was not that big. So I was like, oh, I should have thought about this a couple times, but he's a great ride. He's very well trained. They really loved him there. So I went down and I went and went a couple times to try him out. And yeah, I was like, he's the one. I was like, if anybody, I felt like we just matched, you know, a psychotherapist and a horse that has issues. Sure, let's do this, right? I can't have a horse that doesn't have issues. Any easy horse, I'm like, meh. I'm like, oh God, you need to have like at least like buck me or something. I don't know. Like, so yeah. So we went down there and I purchased him and then had him shipped up here. And he shipped up here, unfortunately, during our big blizzard we just had.
Because you're in Jersey, right? Where you guys just got feet of snow.
So the shipper goes to me. He goes, oh, well, I'll wait till after the storm. I go, okay, cool. Then he calls me that Monday. He's like, I'm bringing him tomorrow. And I'm like, the F you are. I was like, we are under like 4 feet of snow. I'm like, there's no way to get this trailer in or this horse, right?
Oh, he goes, God.
He goes, well, I'll bring him Wednesday morning. I'm like, okay. So we shoveled out the driveway. Like, luckily I have really good people at my farm that had gotten the neighbors and got people to shovel out. Like, literally, this was a whole neighborhood thing to get this horse. To
me. Mama's got a horse coming, everybody get shovel.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. And it, like the panic, because it's like, this is a brand new horse traveling to, and he traveled like overnight. Same thing, like he got,
I think you are soul sisters, you two.
We are. I mean, seriously, could we have any more tension while shipping a horse? Good God.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. So like he's on at 5 a.m. at Tuesday. He comes in and again, the same thing, the shipper. We'll be there in the morning. No, we'll be there in the noon. No, we'll be there at 1:00. I'm so like, cause I had clients in the afternoon. So I'd like cancel everybody. I'm like, I just need to get this horse. Like, can you just get me this horse? I'm at the end of the driveway of the farm with a little child. Like, please just bring me my horse. I just videoed it. Like, the neighbors come out. They're like, you okay? I'm like, I'll be okay once the horse arrives. So the neighbors actually came out to watch him be delivered. And he got off the trailer, looked around. Like, it was like, he's like, well, it's not Kentucky because there's a whole hell of a lot of snow. But he walked right up like it was nothing. Like, and I was so impressed. There's not a horse on our farm that wouldn't have like jumped around, looked around. He just snorted and was like, huh. All right, well, this is not Miramonte because we have a lot, like our farm's a lot smaller. So, but he's like, I'll go with you. That's cool. All right. I remember you. Aww. Like, and he was just so sweet. So
what flavor is he, Nikki?
He is a KWPN. So he's a Dutch warm blood.
Okay. And you do dressage, so that's appropriate.
I do dressage and I do, well, I used to do some fox hunting and I hope to do that again with him and some trail riding and stuff like that, along with the dressage. Cause you know, I love dressage, no beef with dressage, but it does get a little boring now and again. So I have to get out in the country, you know, every once in a while.
And you brought him to your first show, did I see? Sorry, Jamie.
No, not yet. We just started. He just kind of got off the, we just got off actually out of the indoor into our arena. We finally got the snow melted.
So when a seller says this horse has quirks in Kentucky, what do quirks represent?
Quirks represent that he has to, like, you can't ask him too harshly or too much. So he was like, you have to kind of ask him, be stern, but then let him go. Like, he's very much, I hate to say this, don't take this offense, a man, where you're like, okay, I'm going to ask you once and I'm going to be like, good boy. Who's a good boy? Who did it right? Like, you know, like, you have to really stroke him and give him a good ego boost.
Need words of affirmation. Okay.
And he kind of kicks out, but he's bold, right? And I think the wrong rider can get on him and think like he's going to take off with you or he's going to be way too much. So I can see where, like, he can intimidate somebody, but also, like, you know, not me, because I'm like, whatever, like, I'm used to these kind of horses. So I think that's why they were kind of concerned. And he did come from, they said that he was at a trainer before there that wasn't really great with him. And so when they got him, it was really restarting him all over again. And I think he started like at 7. So he's 9 years old. He started very late. So that's really the quirks I see right now. He really, other than that, just kind of like, you need to know what direction you have to be. You have to be certain with your direction. You can't just be like wishy-washy. You have to be like, this is what I want. Okay, give it to me. Thank you.
Well, that means you have to be a fairly accomplished rider to achieve that, because sometimes we don't know what we're saying when we're saying it. So good for you for being able to work through it. Is it going okay?
It's going okay. I mean, I took him outside for the first time and he was like looking at all the things. And we actually, the guy came out with the chainsaw because we had some down trees and he's like snorted at it. And he's like, okay. Because I'm like, you're fine. Everything's fine. So we were like, you know, he really just has to see something, process it, and then know that you're going to be okay with him. Like, you're going to be like, he wants his person to say to you, you're going to be okay. So far, so good. He's very loving. He follows me around. I did have to change his name, though, because, like, not his show name as Mastermind, but I couldn't call him Master, because every time I'm like, I felt very, very 50 Shades of Grey, right? So my boyfriend goes, what is Master in Dutch? I go, oh, it's Meester. And then I thought of a Happy Gilmore when, I don't know if you've seen the movie where the old lady's on the phone. So I ended up calling him Maestro because I'm Italian. So I'm like, what's Master in Italian? It's Maestro. So I feel like it's close to Master. So he understands who I'm calling. So yeah, I was not about to be like, hey, Master, like, how's it going? Like, I just felt
That is creepy.
Yeah. And I'm like, ooh, no matter which way I said it, I'm like, Master, like, it just, no. I was like, it wasn't going to work for me.
Okay. Have you seen the Seinfeld episode with the Maestro?
No, I have not.
Oh my God. You have to see that. And it'll change the whole thing again, but it's funny. Like, it'll be fine. Call me the Maestro. They use the whole thing. Watch that. Find that episode.
I'll have to watch it. Absolutely. So I do have a funny that girl story though, when I went to Kentucky, that I have to tell you guys, because it's,
please. It's
so, you know, the Kentucky Horse Park. So I had some time in between. I'm like, I'm going to go to Kentucky Horse Park, go to the Kentucky Museum. I've been there since I met you guys when it was Rolex umpteen years ago when Lucas was in a stroller. I mean, this was a while ago. So I'm like, let me go back to the museum. So I put the museum in my GPS and I'm driving past like the horses, like paddocks. I'm also now driving past the big statues, like the big, beautiful statues. I'm actually driving around the statues because my GPS put me literally on top of the museum, not in a parking lot. So I'm like, oh my God. Right. So like these people are watching me. They're like, we're just wondering where you're going. I was like, no, me too. I was like, I'm looking
for you driving like on the sidewalks and stuff.
Yes.
Through the horse park.
It was the Arabian statue. I'm like, that's a really pretty statue. I don't remember that from last time. Why? Because there's not the parking lot. Like, this is actually the walkway. And I was like, oh my God. So finally this very nice gentleman comes up with his car. He goes, ma'am, are you lost? I'm like, I sure am. He goes, where are you trying to go? I'm like, I'm not here. I was like, I'm trying to go to the lot so I could go to the museum and be like a good citizen. And so he brought me back. I'm like, oh, he was very nice. I'm like, you're my hero. Cause I'm like, oh my God, I can't imagine. Thank God it was like not a busy time as I'm like dodging people in the walkway. I'm like, why is my GPS telling me to come here? So that was my that girl moment at the Kentucky
Horse. You're lucky you didn't get arrested.
I thank God, right? Cause I'm like, that's all I need is a call like home and be like, so I'm in Kentucky. Yes. I didn't tell anybody I was in Kentucky yet. I was like, also am in jail. So can somebody just send me bail money? Thank you. Love you. Bye.
You're lucky those Kentucky awesome. Park police weren't out there to get you.
I know, right? And I'm like,
they're on horses. She could outrun them.
I was like, please, dear God, don't let me hit this like $1 million statue of like whatever Arabian it was and another horse. I didn't knock over reckless, thank God.
Oh, so good. Like, yeah, we're glad about that.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, because once I passed those, I'm like, this is so not good.
Well, that's great, Sarah. I'm glad I'm not the only one who does funny that girl things. I am so excited for the maestro and you and your future. And please, please, please keep us all up to date on all the things.
Will do.
Well, I'm still catching up on all of the recordings that I did for new products at the trade show in Dallas, and I have one today for you. And you know, if there's a new horse treat, I seek it out at a show. Well, I found one. Well, Candy, I love new companies that when they come out to Ada and Wessa, and welcome.
Thank you.
It's good to see you guys. Much. And you're a treat company. We have not highlighted a treat company, so tell me about what you guys do.
It is basically single ingredient, no additives, no preservatives, no junk, just really simple, straightforward ingredients, things that the horse loves.
And you have a variety of treats here, right?
Yes, we've got carrots and apples and sweet potatoes, and we have cookies.
When you say carrots and apples, you really mean dried apples and dried carrots. That's what you mean. Yeah.
Single ingredient.
Yeah, I'm absolutely looking at this, and it's truly what it is. It's dehydrated products and sweet potato, which, yes, by the way, we have a Chinese medicine segment on our show, and she has always said that sweet potatoes are really good for horses.
Yes.
But getting some horses to eat sweet potatoes is the problem. This way, I'm assuming they would, right? Because it's dried.
Yes, and they're stupendously crunchy. They are, like, you could eat them as a human, but I don't recommend it. It'll probably break your teeth.
Right.
But the horses love it. They're crunchy and sweet, but no, it's a natural sugar that's in sweet potatoes.
I haven't seen anybody, obviously, all the cookie companies do, like, the treats, like the one you have here, the Cookie Crunch, which is a blend of different things.
Correct.
I haven't seen one yet that does the dehydrated products like you do. I think that makes it unique.
Yeah. And it gives them a long shelf life, depending on which product it is, but a year's shelf life. So they hang around.
And you're still baking these in your kitchen.
Yes. I am blessed with having several ovens. So, yes.
And is your daughter that helps out? Is she the one
It's actually her business. Yeah. So, yeah.
Why Jack's favorites?
Jack is her Connemara pony.
Connemara pony. I'm a pony guy.
She literally has him taste
pony guy.
He has to taste test everything. Like, she's,
I don't think that's fair, though, because ponies will eat anything. So, I mean, there's that.
No, she tried picky? Bananas.
Oh, he won't do it?
He won't eat bananas.
No?
No.
We have a horse right now that won't eat apples. What horse doesn't eat apples? I don't
really?
Get it.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. He's a mountain horse. He just, I don't know, don't like apples.
That's
the weirdest thing, isn't it?
She's tried strawberries, bananas. He didn't like those. She tried cherries, and he loved them. But then she realized the people who were doing the product could not guarantee her it didn't have little chips of seeds, which are very toxic to horses.
Well, I love
so
this idea.
Went off the menu, so to
and
speak.
It looks like you have one size packaging. Is that correct?
Two.
Yeah, medium and large.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume, like sweet potato, you get a whole bag of dried sweet potatoes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And where can people find them now?
So they're in a lot of different tax stores. Depends on where they live.
And hopefully a lot more after this weekend. That's the idea. That's why you're here. So
yeah.
But I see here jacksfavorites.com. Can they buy directly from there as well?
Yes, absolutely. Online, you can do a subscription, so it auto ships. So try to make it really convenient for them. Yeah.
Well, that's terrific. I love it. I wish you the best of luck. And
Thank you.
I love when the businesses start from scratch with one person doing all the work. And you guys are doing that. So
yes.
I hope you're here in another 10 years and I'm still talking to you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
It is jacksfavorites.com.
Thank you for having us on. Really appreciate it.
Well, it's been a while, Jamie. Actually, I think it was last year we did a study show. And, you know, I didn't do it in January, February, because there weren't that many good studies that came out. And what we do here is we take a look at the studies that are done to waste money across the world, because we already know the answer. And I have Jamie kind of guess what the study is and what the results were. So you can guess along at home as well.
Okay. Ready? I don't know if I'm ready for this. Got to get prepared in the headspace. Okay, go.
Blank can increase avalanche risk.
Drinking.
That's probably true. That's probably a better answer, actually. How about a warming climate?
A climate. Warming climate. Dumbest study ever. Yeah. You mean if it warms up, that snow is not going to stay packed on? I was just thinking drinking, like when you go out and you do stupid stuff and you're like, hey.
No, you know, warming climate apparently increases avalanche risk, and we had to do a study to tell us that. Now, there were some terrible avalanches this year. So studies show that forgiveness can blank.
Oh, that's it. Forgiveness can. I would say to forgive somebody, it tastes like vinegar coming out of my mouth. So I'll go with that.
Yeah, but what happens after that?
Drinking.
You need to see Nikki, I think. I think I need to call Nikki back. Studies show that forgiveness can help you feel happier. No.
I know.
Really?
Well, obviously, there's obvious answers. Mine have to be not the obvious ones, okay? Because I'm not going to guess the boring. Okay.
Studies show that people who prefer sweets are blank compared to people that like salty snacks.
More prone to diabetes.
Again, that's probably a study also. That it's not the particular one I have here. You might be surprised at this one, but it kind of makes sense if you just look at the words. Studies show that people who prefer sweets are nicer than people who like salty foods.
That makes... You mean sugar's better than salt?
They're sweeter. New studies show that weight loss is blank.
Weight loss is
hard.
We
always have a weight loss one, right? I mean, there's always...
It's hard.
Well, this was a study I did not expect, because what do weight loss studies always show? It's about two things. What are those two things that always show?
Diet and exercise.
This study says that weight loss is not all about diet and exercise. So it's a complete contradiction to every study we've ever had on here.
What does it say? Because I would like to know.
I don't read it. I don't go into them and actually read them. Studies show that reading does what?
It's good for your brain.
Ding, 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 ding.
Wow, you mean they did a whole study spending money on to tell you that reading makes you smart?
Yes, that's correct. Recent studies show that the state of blank, that's the physical state of blank, not state of being, but a place, is the best state for women overall. So what state in the United States is the best state for women? Not Florida, I can tell you that.
No, I'm going to go North Dakota. They leave you alone there. Oh, no, Alaska. It's Alaska. I know this one.
Nope, not Alaska. But you were close with North Dakota. Minnesota, apparently, is best state for women. I would have never guessed that.
I get it. Let me tell you why. Because in Minnesota and in North Dakota and in Alaska, you get to wear a lot of clothes. And as somebody who is currently in that phase of my perimenopause where I need more clothes to cover things, you win. Like, y'all just get to dress like Eskimos and not have to wear stupid bikinis like you do in Miami, okay? Like, you get to be comfy,
probably
warm,
pool season's
up.
About a week long in July, so you're probably right about that. This is the most bizarre study. Studies show that the treat, that's the kind of treat you eat, people are less likely to share. What is the one treat that people just, they'll share other treats, but they're not going to share this one?
I mean, this is currently happening in my house right now.
Okay.
Don't you touch my Thin Mints, okay?
I like those too, actually.
Stab you with a fork. I mean, they're not my favorites, but if I get some, I'm eating all of them. I don't share.
Thin Mints are those things that were put on your pillow at hotels, right? Thin Mints. They always put Thin Mints.
No, Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, those.
It's Girl Scout cookie season.
Gotcha. I can't eat Girl Scout cookies. It's a little gluten thing. But anyway, it's ice cream. People don't want to share ice cream. If you get an ice cream, you're not sharing your ice cream. So apparently you'll share cookies, not ice cream.
You know, my husband and I used to eat, I used to let him eat off my plate. We used to share things and all this. And once I had a kid, once I got pregnant, I'm like, don't touch my food. And to the point where now, Like, it's our kid's almost as 12. He's almost 13. I still can't share. I still won't. Don't get over here. You stay on your side.
All right. So, of course, coffee has to be in here. It's always in here. So a new study shows that coffee is blank.
Coffee, well, it's either healthy or it makes you poop or...
Yep. It's been all of those. We've had them all. This study shows that coffee is good for you. And it says now, so then I went back to AI and I said, take a look at all the studies because there's been a million of them about coffee and give me the consensus on these studies. And it said, most large-scale studies in 2025 and 2026 suggest that the maximum health benefit for coffee occurs between 3 and 4 cups a day.
Oh, my God.
I know. Jennifer's like down to 1 cup a day because she gets jittery. Moderate intake is linked to a 15 to 20% lower risk of heart disease by drinking 3 to 4 cups.
Four cups a day is moderate, is it? Yeah, and you probably should not count these Starbucks Frappuccino Mocha Love Fest.
I don't think that counts where the caffeine level is 8,500 in one cup.
Well, I used to love white chocolate mochas from Starbucks, and I would always get the small, and then I realized that like the large one has 1,600 calories. I was like, oh,
in a coffee?
In the large white chocolate mocha. I was like, okay, never mind. I'm not doing that anymore.
It also, the 2026 report said that 2 to 3 cups daily can reduce dementia risk. So there you go. In general, the summary was coffee drinkers tend to live longer than non-coffee drinkers. So I'm dying soon because I've never drank a cup of coffee in my life.
I'm a half a cup a day, so I'm dying right behind you.
Jennifer's 1 cup a day, so she's in the middle. She's going to be right in the
middle. She's going to live the longest.
All right, that's my study show for this week. Oh, there was one other one. We've always had all the studies, too, that have talked about exercise. This one I actually dived into a little bit. You know, they always say you should do 10,000 steps, right? And then there's been studies that say you need less. There's studies that say that you need more. We've always had these studies that contradict how much you're supposed to walk a day. Well, apparently this study said the first 15 to 20 minutes of walking primarily burns stored carbohydrates. If you want to lose weight, you have to do more than 20 minutes a day of walking. So there you go. That's what this study says.
I go back to when I first moved here, they were... In Oklahoma, they were doing public service announcements. Like, you know how they have to do those on the radio, and they play on the public. So, like, please, please, people, we would like to encourage you to move 30 minutes a day. Move! Just move. It didn't say walk 30 minutes a day. It was just move.
Get up 30 out of the
minutes
chair.
A day. Oh.
Off the recliner for 30 minutes a day. I think as people, we're good on this one. I mean...
Yeah. No, I don't have a problem with moving 30 minutes a day, but I would like, what is that? It's like, just get up and go to the bathroom. Like, what is that? Give me a goal.
Well, you have to get up and get the Cheetos from the kitchen. Does that count?
Exactly. That took 4 minutes. So I've chalked that in.
All right, let's do some of this.
Time to learn why some days you're embarrassed to be part of the human race in Jamie's Weird News.
Yes, it's that time for news that is weird that happens all over the world, although we're going to focus today particularly on one place.
Let me
guess. We'll get to that. I would like to thank these people for sending in the stories, because if you are looking through the news and you're like, oh my God, that's super weird, send it to me, weirdnews@horseradionetwork.com. Now, many of you are sending it to my personal email. Send it to weirdnews@horseradionetwork.com where I can keep it all together. But I would like to thank Kelly, Marie, Laureen, Debbie, Ann, Stephanie, Carol, and Carol with an E, two different Carols, Christy, Amanda, and Sharon, all for sending me these wonderful weird news stories, although most of you sent me one particular one. But first, we're going to go to Glenn's new job, or a job that maybe some of you guys want to apply for, because, you know, you have to have a little bit of influencer in you, like be able to, you know, maybe make some posts and do some social media stuff.
That. We're qualified at
you
that.
Can, yeah, yeah, you're funded. And you can make over $100,000 a year with this job.
I'm ready.
And I mean, it's actually perfect for you if you could just take some gluten-free stuff, because Wendy's is looking for a CTO, the chief tasting officer.
I can do that.
You are going to take on an independent contractor role with the fast food chain, $100,000 salary. And they're calling the grand prize winner will be hired to create promotional content for Wendy's, such as taste testing videos. And they say, basically, you'll get paid to eat Wendy's, be chill. This is how they are asking for the applications. Quote, basically, you'll get paid to eat Wendy's, be chill, maybe make some content, and maybe even star in ads. Whether it's quarterly vlog check-ins, taste trending, or whatever, you'll make cheddar just for liking cheddar.
Oh my God, that was written by AI.
21-year-old wrote that. I guess AI, yeah.
I got a problem with this one, though. I do have a problem. I mean, 100 grand would be nice, but I loved Wendy's chicken sandwich. That was my favorite chicken sandwich of all the places out there. It was so good, I actually had real chicken. I got one about a month ago, and I will never eat at Wendy's again. It was the worst. They changed it completely, and now it's awful. So, sorry, Wendy's, I can't take the role. I can't do it. I'm over you. You just totally
pigeonholed yourself out of that job.
You know what? I lied, though. We will stop there for Frosties. We will get Frosties at
Wendy's. And they have Bedilla Frosties now.
Like, yes, we will stop for Frosties. I'm sorry, we're not giving that up. Until they screw up the Frosty, we'll keep that going. But
as a kid, I would dip my fries in Frosties. Like,
yeah, I like Wendy's fries, too. But did you see the whole controversy with the McDonald's CEO guy? Did you follow that?
Oh, I heard about this. Tell everybody what that was.
Okay, good so the Lord. CEO, they got this new burger out, which costs like $12. I mean, it's enormous. And they thought, well, we'll be really clever. We'll have the CEO try it. Well, he's there eating it, and it looks like he doesn't like it at all. It looks like he has this look on his face like, I can't believe they're making me eat this crap. And it was just I would have never posted it if I was a social media person. Well, the other companies like Burger King and all of those got a hold of this. And they had their CEOs come on and do commercials eating their food and actually liking it. And it just was hilarious. I saw a clip of YouTube that had them all together. Had the McDonald's guy first, and then had all of these Steak and Shake. All of them have done these. And it's all their CEOs. And it's hilarious. You have to check it out. It's really funny.
It's great. And I heard the audio of it. I didn't see the video, but apparently it's very tiny, pathetic bite.
Oh, yeah,
but
it's just tiny little
calling
bite.
It the product.
Yes.
Like, it's not our new sandwich. So excited about
it. Had no idea what it even was.
Yeah.
It was the worst. Who put that out should have been fired. I mean, you know, obviously he had no idea what he was talking about, but the guy, somebody put it out. I was like, oh, man.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Wendy's. I'm out.
Sorry, Wendy's. Sorry, McDonald's. But you know what? Oh my gosh, weird. Wendy's and McDonald's, like, isn't that super good food? Weird. I'm so shocked.
It was good until they ruined it.
All right. I want you to go on Google right now and Google the word oryx. O-R-Y-X. It's an antelope species native to Africa.
Oh, yeah. We've seen these at the zoos. Yep.
Well, the cool thing is, if you're in Nashville, you could possibly see it on the road, because one's loose running all over Nashville.
They're the ones with the really pointy, straight up antlers. They're close together.
So yeah. Interesting looking. Yeah. It's been on the loose for like a long time, like weeks. And they're saying that I think it got loose from an exotic animal park or something, or somebody's private collection. They don't really know. He's just running around. They're saying, we hope he can get caught so he doesn't get hurt or hurt anybody. But be free, man, run.
I wonder if this was a sanctioned park or was like your neighbor there, you know?
They say that there's no laws prohibiting oryx ownership. Maybe that should be revisited. Just saying.
You know the capybara, that very large rat that's so cute?
Oh, yeah. They're the cutest things ever.
I think it was Miami opened a capybara lounge.
Cafe.
Yes.
They have a capybara cafe in St. Augustine.
Oh, is it St. Augustine? Oh, well, I'm close to that. We can go next time we go there. We'll have to go.
I want to go so bad. I want to go.
All right.
And the one many of you sent me is in Fort Myers, Florida. Where's that, Glenn? It's got to be on the ocean somewhere.
No, it's on the Gulf. Yep. Way south, like the very far south.
So Lee County Sheriff's deputies had to respond on Monday after a motorist reported a man standing on the shoulder of the highway, soaking wet and incredibly sunburned and drawing in the sand. Okay. His name is Ricky James Hollowell. They always give him three names. I love it. 33. He was found barefoot, severely sunburned, and wearing only swim trunks. So the police come up to him. They're like, "Excuse me, sir. Are you okay?" And he's like, "I was just kidnapped. I was kidnapped, taken against my will by a pod of dolphins 3 days ago. And I was forced to work on an underwater construction project for the dolphins." Let me just let that soak in. Apparently, he claimed that he was swimming off Fort Myers Beach and a bunch of dolphins escorted him to a site approximately 40 feet below the surface. He told officers that the dolphins communicated to him through a series of clicks that he eventually learned to interpret, and that the foreman of the project was named Gerald. Okay. He was underwater for 3 days. And then the police was like, "How did you breathe underwater for 3 days?" Because that was my first question. I mean, it's a legit question. And his response, Ricky James Hollowell said, "Gerald handled that. I didn't ask questions because you don't question Gerald." These are all quotes. I'm just.
What's the saying we always say? Drugs are bad, people.
Drugs are bad. Okay. Well, I mean, here we go. Like the officers, he told the officers that he had been released because the dolphins were satisfied with his work. Oh. But Gerald said that they're going to come back and get him for phase two.
Did he ever say what they were building? I'm curious.
Yeah, they were building a whole underground facility, like shops and living. This is what the deputy Sean Oakley told the reporters. He said, quote, "I've been with the sheriff's office for 11 years. These blueprints that he had drawn in the sand were the part that got me. He had zoning." He said that some men build cities on land. Ricky Hollowell claims he built one underwater for dolphins. And honestly, the blueprints were hard to argue with.
Well, you know what? We are running out of place on land here in Florida to put houses. So kind of makes sense. Yeah. Kind of makes sense. Did they arrest him or just take him to the hospital? I hope they just.
I think they took him to the hospital. Drugs are bad.
Yeah, drugs are very bad.
I didn't get a lot of follow up. I think the story was enough.
One more.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, now we're going to Ocala, Glenn. And I'm just going to say, if you're in Ocala, don't mess with people, okay? Don't mess. You don't know who you're messing with. We're going to go to the Tidal Wave Auto Spa on Southwest 95th. Have you been there?
No, but there's a bunch of those around. There's like 1,000 places to wash your car now. But
Tidal Wave Auto Place. That sounds good. I don't know if I'd want whatever. So the Tidal Wave Auto Spa is closing. And there's a guy that drives in and he's got his car and he's 36 years old. His name is Bryce Thayer. And he drives into the Tidal Wave and he won't leave and they're closing. And the two kids that are like both 18 are closing up shop. And they're like, "Hey man, you gotta go. Gotta go." I don't know why, but Mr. Thayer did not want to leave. And they were pretty adamant that he needs to go because they'd like to go home. They've been at the Tidal Wave Auto Spa all day and they're done. And Thayer was like, "I'm not leaving. I don't know why." But then after being told to leave the property, he became irate and went to his trunk, pulled out a giant axe and starts wielding it, quote, in a threatening manner, wielding an axe. So, unfortunately, the two 18-year-olds were like jujitsu guys.
Yeah, I saw this video this morning, Jamie.
What? They like took him down, disarmed him, and called the cops. Don't mess with boys in Ocala.
I watched it three times.
Talk to me. What happened? So the
guy has the video picks up where the guy comes into the frame at the car wash with the axe, and it was an axe, and he's wheeling it at these two guys, and you could tell they're just standing back. And then the guy just turns away a little bit, drops the axe down, and this one guy who apparently does do jujitsu came in, disarmed that guy with the axe, and took him, did the whole wrap his leg around the guy's legs and took him down. I mean, took him down. I think it was, I'm not sure it was face first or back of his head first, but he hit the,
looking at the mugshot, I'm going to go face first.
It probably was, because he hit the ground hard. And then this guy hops on top, like they teach in jujitsu, he's holding him down. So the other guy who's watching all this happen comes over. Now the axe is still in the guy's hand on the ground. The other guy comes over and you can see him bending over, just looking at him, just watching the two. And it took him about 10 seconds to realize I should probably take the axe away from him.
It's like in The Princess Bride, when you're like, why won't you help Wesley with the ROUSs?
The comments, there were 1,000 comments, and the comments were all like, what's with the other dude? Take the axe. Because this guy's trying to hold him down. The guy's flailing. Drugs are bad. The guy's flailing and all this stuff. The jujitsu guy's holding him down. And the axe, the other guy's just looking at him like he was trying to call, like he was a referee going to call the pin. It was just, and the axe is sitting there, and all of us that watched it were saying, take the axe. Get wrapped the axe.
Oh my gosh. I had no idea. I gotta find
this video.
He was the
most unhelpful helper ever. And then he finally, another person runs over and helps him grab the axe. Guy was holding on to the axe too. He wouldn't let go of the axe. But yeah, so it was.
So why was he there? Why wouldn't he leave?
I don't know. All again. I saw was the video. And the video just has him coming into frame with the axe. And then this other master martial artist taking him out. I mean,
that's
it was
so
fast. It was like that. Like, okay, he's practiced tackling a guy with an axe before.
I'm gonna get you with my axe. Oh, wait, no, I'm not. You're trained.
Don't
I'm
bring an
idiot.
Axe to a jiu-jitsu fight is what I learned.
Exactly. Well, I'm really proud of the Ocala boys for standing their ground and taking care of themselves.
Those boys are from the forest. We call them forest boys because they,
oh, really?
Yeah, they were, you don't mess with them. And you're going to get your car washed here. You're pretty safe, I think.
So. Yeah, no kidding.
That was, you got to watch the video though, Jamie. I'm telling you, you're going to show it to Chad. You're both going to watch it 5 times.
I cannot wait. Send me the video. The one I had didn't have the videos. I only get mug shots on mine.
All right. Well, if you have weird news, send it to weirdnews@horseradionetwork.com and look in another state other than Florida. It's got to be weird news someplace.
You can't. It's too easy. It's like fish in a barrel, Glenn.
Yeah, we do make it easy for some reason. So anyway, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. We'll be back here on Friday with some really bad ads. Get your bad ads into Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. Hang on, editors. We're going to find out which actors lied in their auditions about being able to ride a horse to get a part. My computer's thinking. There it is.
There we go. Spain and Gallup, everybody.